Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Residents living along Highway 96 and Camp Creek Road in Orleans have been ordered to evacuate due to a 200-acre and growing wildfire that began on Monday. The fire has knocked out power and phone service to the area and threatens hundreds of structures, including homes. Fire crews from Klamath, the Six Rivers National Forest, CAL FIRE, Orleans Volunteers, and Hoopa Fire are battling the blaze, and law enforcement has been staged in the area as well. Additional fire resources have been called in to assist, and a Type 2 fire management team will take command today. The cause of the fire is unknown and remains under investigation. Smoke from fires burning in southern Oregon is blowing south and impacting local air quality. There is a large fire caused by lightning burning in Douglas County, Oregon, east of Coos Bay that is far from being contained and has scorched more than 13,000 acres. Wildfire smoke will impact Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. Children and the elderly and those with respiratory or heart disease are advised to stay indoors. If you can see, taste, or feel the smoke, contact the County Department of Health. The CHP responded to a fatal traffic collision on Monday on Highway 101, just south of the 299 interchange. An adult male was headed southbound on 101 when his vehicle gradually drifted off the roadway and struck a highway sign. The vehicle then rolled down an embankment and into a grove of trees. A tree branch penetrated the windshield and fatally impaled the driver. Highway 101 was reduced to one lane of traffic for several hours while CHP officers investigated the collision and recovered the vehicle. Impairment is currently being investigated as a factor. The identity of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It was the second fatal collision on Highway 101 in the past 3 days, and it was one of three traffic collisions emergency crews responded to over a two-hour period on Monday afternoon. The Sheriff's Office received a request from the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department on Monday for assistance with a suicidal woman in a residence on Grasshopper Lane in Hoopa. Deputies arrived on scene and learned that the 31-year-old mother entered her bedroom with a knife and her 19-month-old child. She told deputies that if they entered the room, she would kill her child and then herself. A deputy trained in crisis negotiation spoke with the woman for over an hour before she released the child. The woman then held the knife to her own throat and threatened to kill herself. After more negotiations, the woman put the knife down and was taken into custody. She was taken to a mental health facility for an evaluation, and she could face charges of felony child endangerment and terrorist threats. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officials from Pacific Gas and Electric will host a public meeting to discuss the progress being made on the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant on Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. The meeting will be held at the County Agricultural Center on South Broadway in Eureka. In August, representatives from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hold a similar public meeting to discuss PG&E's license termination plan. For more information on either meeting, contact the power plant by phone. A sheriff's deputy was involved in a vehicle pursuit over the weekend after responding to a report of a woman screaming near what it turned out was a stolen pickup truck near Bridgeville. When the deputy pulled in behind the truck, the driver sped away, headed eastbound on Highway 36. The deputy pursued the vehicle for a short while before ending the chase due to safety reasons. The white Toyota pickup truck was determined to have been stolen in Miranda last week, and the license plate number is BL52122, and the truck was last seen on Mountain Road. Anyone with information about the suspect or the truck is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And sheriff's deputies arrested 22-year-old Myers Flat resident Roy Scoggins on Monday after they responded to a report of an attempted robbery at the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville. Scoggins denied involvement in the attempted robbery, and deputies could not confirm he was the suspect, but he was arrested after being found in possession of brass knuckles and booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.